For another perspective on this compelling case, I met with Mr. Weber, who began by discussing the feelings he has as an oncology healthcare professional for this patient.
I just have the highest respect for her. She has the three young children. She wants to maximize her options. She's very well researched and very knowledgeable and does what she needs to do.
You know, it sounds like a terrifying situation, a metastatic disease and a family with three little kids. What's been her emotional demeanor in response to this?
When she comes to her appointment, she's very well prepared. She's done a lot of internet research and asks about these options. I've only seen her break down once when we mentioned the children, but I have the highest respect for her.
And she's been involved with some alternative therapies.
Correct.
She brought that to your attention and said, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think?
Correct.
And what exactly did she do?
She's currently doing daily infusions of megadose vitamin C. She's doing nutraceuticals. When she was getting FOLFOX with us, she would disconnect herself at home rather than come back 2 days later for the disconnect the 5-FU pump. So she's comfortable maintaining her chest port.
So she gets IV vitamin C?
Right, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. She's changed her diet significantly, some sort of detoxifying diet. She does colonic hydrotherapy.
How do you feel about that?
We have no objection. These things have not been, you know, appropriately researched, so we can't guarantee she'll benefit from them, but we really have no objection that people pursue.
How has it been to take care of her for you?
I'm honored to do it. Sometimes I have a problem leaving my work at work and not taking it home, and I do think a lot about these people when I get home, but I mean, that's the job, and I'm honored to follow her.